Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory. On today's episode, we're going to talk about how the Holy Spirit can change your life. There's a great scene in the Acts of the Apostles where St. Paul goes to Ephesus, and this is a place where he'll later write a letter to the Ephesians, the Christians in Ephesus. And when he goes to Ephesus in chapter 19, these are new believers. They've just come to believe in Jesus. He asks them the question, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? And they answered, no, we have never even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. And I think a lot of times that's people's their own experience of being Catholic, maybe even being Christians growing up, that the Holy Spirit is something they hardly ever talk about. The Holy Spirit is just the little dove in the pictures. You got the Father with the long white beard. You got the Son, Jesus, with the brown beard. And you got the Holy Spirit's the dove. So who is the Holy Spirit and why is the Holy Spirit important? One of the things that the Holy Spirit does is the Holy Spirit is always pointing beyond himself. That's one of the reasons why it's difficult to talk about the Holy Spirit, is the Holy Spirit's always making reference to the Father and to the Son. As we hear in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, it says, now God's Spirit, who reveals God, makes known to us Christ, his word, his living utterance. But the Spirit does not speak of himself. So sometimes we can see that Christ is described as the word made flesh. And the Spirit is the breath that speaks, that breathes out that word. Just as when you speak speak words, the breath isn't what's being referenced, it's the words themselves. So while the breath is absolutely necessary, the word is what you encounter. So the same thing is often true for us in our walk of faith. We talk about Jesus. Jesus is the second person of the Blessed Trinity who became man, was incarnate, and walked among us, taught and lived and died and was raised from the dead. And the Holy Spirit is kind of always in the background, empowering all those things to happen. So we believe and understand that the Holy Spirit is God, but he's always the third person of the Blessed Trinity who's pushing out all those actions, who's animating all the actions of Jesus, and who can also animate our own lives as well. So it's maybe a helpful analogy to think about that. When we think about the Holy Spirit, we think about Jesus as the Word and the Holy Spirit as the breath. And both the Word and the breath is God speaking to you and to me, reaching out to us that he wants to do something great in our lives. So the Holy Spirit, invited into our hearts, can transform us and help us to know Jesus, know the Word, and to know the Father. Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.